it's Remy. Today is Thursday, April 30th, the last day of April, if you can believe that. I know you're desperate to hear what happened when I picked up that walkie-talkie last night, and I'll get to that, I promised. But first, shout-out time! These are some fun ones! First, what's up to Itai Spiegelman, who wrote to me all the way from Israel, and George Claxton, who reached out from Manchester in the UK. Thanks, guys! I have listeners all over the world. Who knew? Also, shout out to the Diamond family, sisters Catherine and Victoria, who are 9 and 7. Your older sister, Kialani, said you are big fans. Thanks for listening, fam. I love the idea that no matter where we are right now, whether it's in the Middle East or England or here in Pine Hollow, New Jersey, we're all connected. I hope that me sharing a part of my life makes you feel that too. Although, when you think about it, connecting with someone on the other side of the world is nothing compared to connecting with someone on the other side of the gate.
Can I hear the recording now?
I made Alex wait to hear it too. It's kind of fun watching him suffer.
Can we do this already?
Okay, here we go. Straight from 2:33 a.m. last night, or this morning, here's me. And me?
Are you there? Over.
I'm here.
Oh, hi.
Hi, Remy.
Actually, most people call me Rem. Is this real?
I don't know, Rem. I honestly don't know.
Where do you live?
Pine Hollow, New Jersey.
Me too, only there's no tunnel in my basement.
You said it's a closet in your attic?
That's right. You said there's a virus in your town? You have to stay in your house?
It's not just my town, it's the whole world.
Oh, I'm sorry.
You don't have that, COVID-19?
No.
So you're still going to school? You get to see your friends?
Yeah.
How's Fiona?
Who?
My best friend, Fiona. She lives on the block over, 15 Arbor Way.
Oh, I think that was the house that sold last year. The family that moved in, they have little kids.
Fiona didn't move to your town? That's too bad. For you, I mean. She's a really good friend.
What's it like for you, the quarantine?
It's kind of sad and frustrating. Sometimes it's scary, and I worry that someone I know is gonna get sick. But I have my mom and dad and my brother Alex. Is Alex your brother too?
Yeah, but he goes by Xander, like Alexander. My family doesn't know I found the radio.
The walkie-talkies?
Is that what you call this thing? That's a silly name.
It is, isn't it? I never thought about that before. Walkie-talkie, because you can talkie.
While you walkie.
Maybe everything should be named like that. Hey, how about I take a bath in this washy floaty?
Right after I hold some juice in this drinky holdy.
And then we can ride around in their neighborhood on our pedally wheelies.
Wait, that's actually what we call them.
Really?
No, I'm just kidding. We call them bikes.
Oh, us too. You know, this is the weirdest thing, right?
Weirdest thing ever.
But I'm kind of glad it happened.
Me too. And I hope... I have to go.
What's wrong? Will I hear from you again?
Definitely. I hope.
Bye, Rem.
Bye, Remy.
I don't know what to say.
I know.
One of you is bad enough.
Ha ha.
Remy, you know what this means?
Nope.
Me neither.
Do you think I should meet her? like, face to face?
Let's think that one over.
Okay, until then, quarantiners, I'm Remy, and this is my life, Interrupted.